Shalom and good morning. We want to continue to enjoy the Word of God as it is reflected by Apostle John, the son of Zebedee and Salome, the brother of James, and a friend of Jesus Christ. John was the last of all the disciples to die, of the 12 disciples. History tells us that the rest of the disciples, they were killed because of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And they tried to kill John, but they were not able to kill him. And so they sent him to the island of Patmos. Now, John was able to write so much. He grew to see the church of Jesus Christ grow, continue as Jesus had already talked about it. The church of Jesus Christ was supposed to walk on the path of truth. It was supposed to work on what was calling walking in the truth. And this is where we are supposed to be walking. Path of the truth. Which truth? Truth about Jesus Christ. That is the greatest truth. Truth about the birth until the death of Jesus Christ. We call that truth the truth of Jesus, who is the suffering servant. That's the first piece of truth that we are supposed to walk in. The second piece of truth is not only a suffering servant, but Jesus as the resurrected Lord. That's the second part of truth we are walking in. John had already walked in that path. He had seen the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Number three, we have got that part of the truth, which is called the reigning priest. The reigning priest is where we are right now. That is the part where we are. We are still on the walk. In this walk of truth, we are still there. That's where the church of Jesus Christ is. Because we have not experienced the fourth one. We are looking forward for the fourth one, the fourth part of truth, which is called the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Now, there are lots of people, as it is recorded in the book of First Letter of John, are people who came in and refuted and refused and rejected the suffering servant of Jesus Christ. They refused the first part of this journey. And therefore, they were eradicating the coming of Jesus Christ to suffer. Because they said Jesus could not come and suffer as a man. And so they were refusing the first part of it. So John wrote to refute them. He wrote this to say no. And he wrote five chapters. But then he had to write the second letter to a fellowship that he is calling, he's calling it the chosen lady. And he wrote this to this fellowship for three purposes. He wrote, number one, to give them accommodation. John was writing to the seven churches in the seven cities of Minor Asia. And here he's writing to one of these fellowship. And he's writing to do three things: to give its accommodation, to praise it, And he's also giving, writing to it so that he could write a commandment to the same church. And then he's writing it to give this church a caution. Three things: accommodation, a commandment, and a caution when they were walking in this walk of the truth. And so this session of 2 John, which is chapter 1, it's only one chapter, from verse 1 to 13, we seek to understand the guidelines of victorious living in a culture of both persecution from outside the fellowship and perversion from within the fellowship. And we, as we said, we are going to list that her commendation, her commandment, and her caution. Now, this is what John was writing, and he wrote to this church. He said, this is a letter from John the elder. I'm writing to the chosen lady. The chosen lady is a title for a fellowship. You can say the chosen fellowship and her children. That is her members. So he is writing to a fellowship and her members, whom I love in the truth. He repeats the word truth 5 times. I love you in the truth, as does everyone else who knows the truth, because the truth lives in us, and we and will be with us forever. That truth, that's truth about Jesus Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace, which come from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, will continue to be with us who lives in truth and in love. Then he talks about live in truth. Live in the truth. How happy. Now he starts giving about the commendation. I said it has got three parts. Now here he's giving the commendation. Let's see how he commended this church. Very, very important. And this is what he's saying for the commendation of this chosen lady. Because this lady, this church was moving, was going through a very difficult time. And it could have already, they could have lost, the testimony. And so he wrote to commend them. And it says, how happy I was to meet some of your children and find them walking or living according to the truth, just as the Father commanded. So he's talking about, he's giving a commendation. And he's saying, chosen lady, fellowship, how happy. I'm very happy. Why is he happy? Because how happy I was to meet some of your children. So he met some of the fellowship members who are living according to the truth, just as the Father commanded. You see, some people had already left the fellowship. Some members of other fellowships. And so this particular time, when John found some of the members of the fellowship, one of the fellowship, he was very happy about this. And he says, I'm writing this, so that I can commend you. They are still find some people who are walking in the truth. Not only that, he commanded them to do something, 5 and 6. I'm writing to remind you, dear friends, that we should love one another. So he tells them, this is now the commandment. This is not a new commandment, but one we have heard from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us. And he has commanded us to love one another, just as you heard from the beginning. So he now talks to them about, let me remind you of a commandment. And the commandment is to love one another. And just as you heard from the beginning, God is love. Just as we have talked about you know, this commandment. He reminded them of this commandment. And not only that, he now gave them a caution. I think this is very important. That is 7 to 11. He says, I say this because many deceivers have gone out into the world. These deceivers have come from the church. They have left us. They were not from us. They did not stay with us. They have gone into the world. They deny that Jesus Christ came in a little body. Now, in other words, they are rejecting the sovereign servant of Jesus Christ. They are rejecting that Jesus was a servant. They say Jesus did not come and he was not a servant. That means if they reject the servanthood of Jesus Christ, they reject then the resurrection. They reject the reigning priest, and they reject the soon coming. So they're rejecting the theology and the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And so he says they're there. They deny that Jesus came in the little body. This is a question. Such a person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Then he says, watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for so hard to achieve. So there are many things that we have worked so hard to achieve. For us to remain and to get into where we are, we have achieved this truth. He said, watch out. Then number two, he was told, be diligent so that you receive your full reward. Which reward? The reward that you have begun receiving as a worker right now, this is the salary, and also the final benefits, so that we began getting these, the rewards of becoming a believer. We have already started getting those rewards, but make sure that you get the final rewards when Jesus comes. Anyone who wanders away from this teaching has no relationship with God, but anyone who remains in the teaching of Christ has a relationship with both the Father and the Son. So he says, do not wander from this truth, because you are going to lose what you have worked for. You are going to lose all your rewards from now and even for the time to come. If anyone comes to your meeting and does not teach the truth about Christ, don't invite that person into your home or give any kind of encouragement. Anyone who encourages such people becomes a partner in their evil work. So John is saying, do not accommodate those deceivers. They are out there and they want to deceive the church of Jesus Christ. They have deceived me. They have gone out. Don't allow them in again. They will come and corrupt the church of Jesus Christ. You are walking in the truth. Keep walking in the truth. They were commanded to keep walking and was happy about that. He praised them. Then he commanded them to do it all the more, to walk together as a team and to love one another. And then he told them, don't allow those deceivers to deceive you. Don't give them space. Then he said, I've written to you a little in paper and ink, but I hope to visit you soon and talk with you face to face. Then our joy will be complete, our joy of being together. Then he says, greetings from the children of your sister, the chosen by God, has greeted you. So this is John, and we discover that John is preparing the church to walk in the truth. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to know how to commend the church that is going through persecution and perversion. And help us to keep on giving them the commandment of Jesus. And help us to give them the caution of the enemy, in Jesus' name.